Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, announced the establishment of a new internal intelligence agency today, an agency designed to curb his country's ongoing insurgency. But the violence continues. A bomb went off in the western town of Haditha, killing 10 people. And in the country's capital, a new wave of Islamist-inspired attacks has erupted. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, non-Islamic businesses are being targeted, including liquor stores.
Angry and frightened, Serena Gahnam is clearing up wreckage from her home. Last night, there was a bomb next door, she said. Then there was a fire. She has two young children.
All the kids were terrified as a cause of the explosion. One family was on the first floor. They were stuck inside and fire, so the police came inside and saved them.
The bomb destroyed a store next to Gahnam's apartment. It sells liquor.
We heard that they sent threat letters to the shop owners that sell alcohol to stop their, selling alcohol. But we don't know. We didn't know about it until the people told us that they had threats against them.
Islamist groups have attacked alcohol shops elsewhere in Iraq, in Bakuba and Basra, for example. Now they've brought their battle to the capital itself, reportedly attacking at least 7 outlets in 48 hours. There was a time when liquor flowed freely in Baghdad. It was a raucous metropolis with nightclubs, bars, and cabaret. In the mid-90s, Saddam Hussein clamped down as he sought to cast himself in the role of devout Islamic leader. But Baghdad's a diverse city, combining both the secular and cosmopolitan with Islamic conservatism. Amid the chaotic aftermath of the US-led invasion, religious extremists are now seeking to dictate its character, and they're using violence to do so. Shakar Saihud Hmoud watched as the liquor store bombers drew up in their Mercedes cars.
Three cars came down the road, and they came and they threw something on the shops. And then an explosion happened, so I just bent it on the ground and I was staying still.
Hmoud claims he accosted one of the attackers, who told him he was from the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's banned militia, the Mehdi Army.
And I told him, shame on you, their family's staying in here and this is not right. So he pulled out a pistol and said, mind your own business, we know what to do, just get out of here.
The bombings happened in a street opposite the home of Iraq's new deputy interior minister. The bombers were undeterred, both by the presence of armed police guarding the minister's gate and, it seems, by the government's pronouncements about wiping out crime. Mrs. Udad Mahmoud Daoud unlocks her hairdressing salon. The bomb in the liquor store next door has wrecked her place, too. She had just completed renovations.
It wasn't like this before the attack. TV set over here, electricity apparatus for the hairdressers. I wish you could have seen it before this attack.
It's a measure of the level of crime in the city that she's locked away the debris behind 3 giant padlocks. There have been reports that Baghdad's small Christian minority has recently been targeted, but she's a Muslim, and both she and Christians in the area say these attacks were not sectarian. She had been expecting a bomb sooner or later. Omar Mata is also clearing up. His pharmacy was caught up in a liquor store bombing just a few hundred yards down the road. Like most here, it's only deepened his desire for the security that Iraq's Prime Minister Alawi promised again today, but, though there are more police on the streets, hasn't yet delivered.
There is no safety, no government. No safety. Without government, strong government, there is no safe in Baghdad.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.